along that frame rail. I put them in and I bled the system out. I'm just wondering if you guys have seen where that ABS module can hide some air in there.
Yeah, and sometimes if you can't get the rear bled out real well, you might try the front. Well, even though you never had it open, open the front just a little bit, like crack the two lines open just so they're just dripping a little bit, not completely flowing open, and then step on that pedal with the rear open a little bit to try to recenter the proportioning valve, and then before you let the pedal up, close all the lines on it and see if you can get it to switch, because what will happen is whichever side has the least amount of pressure, that valve is going to close off that side thinking that there's a break in a line, and then you only have pressure to the front. So if you trick it to make the front think that there's a leak, then it can recenter itself and you can get the back to open, air to move out, and fluid to go through it, and makes it work again.
Ancient rust secret.
I've gotten actually all four wheels to push solid fluid through. And then so what's happening is the master cylinder feels like it's pushing through maybe the front brakes, and it's activating the rear. I can hear it activating the rear brakes, and I'm getting solid fluid, but it's almost like maybe the master cylinder has gone bad because they ran it without brake fluid too long.
Well, that's possible. You might try.
There's an ABS module up on that fender there. I just wonder if that's so high that maybe it's hiding air inside of it.
Definitely. So what you want to do next is if it's got pretty good brakes where you can stop, you know, quickly if you need to, but they just don't feel right, go out and get on some gravel.
Yep, okay.
And hammer on the brakes where it's safe to do so. Do that like 20, 30 times or so to get the ABS pump to activate and run. And when it does that and fills the accumulator, it might push the air through it. Then try to bleed it. If you bleed it and you get air out of it again, do that again a few times. And you can just bleed it right at the ABS pump. Try to crack the line there when you bleed it. And if you're getting air, just keep running it that way. If you had a scan tool that could activate that, you could activate it and bleed them while the scan tool. Well, then kick the pump on and open the inlet and outlet valves on it and see if you can get air out of that thing.
Okay.
That might help. We've done that and got the master cylinders to, or, you know, bled them out enough where we didn't have to replace the master cylinder. So.
Right. So when I do activate that ABS module, what do I loosen up to get the air out of it? So I got to activate it and then
bleed
it.
Right. Activate it first, turn it off, and then bleed it out manually. Don't open it while the pump's running.
From the calipers or from the module itself.
Right next to the module. Calipers, crack them open there and try to bleed it there.
That's the module. Oh, okay.
The old-fashioned way.
I'll try that.
Yep. Step on the pedal and open them. All right. Take care.
Sure. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye. All right, we're going to jump right over to Blaine in California with a 17 Ridgeline. What can we do for you, Blaine?
Hey, I had an interesting experience. I've had a lot of Hondas, never had any trouble with the automatic temperature having trouble. But on this Ridgeline, all of a sudden, I wasn't getting any real temperature control. I had to turn it all the way to high or all the way to low to get appreciable change. And I just don't know where to begin to kind of puzzle it out.
If you've got to turn it all the way to high or all the way to low to get it going, two things could be happening. It sounds to me like maybe the blend or control motor in there that controls the hot to cold, that heat door, is failing in between, and it can't get a good reading until it gets to one end or the other. It may be dead in between, and that happens. We see that, and we've put a few of them in. We've got a postal customer with a Ridgeline like this, and she had this issue where we had to put two or three, I think, in over the years now in 130,000 miles. That can do it. And then the other thing we found is just simply disconnecting the battery on that for about 10 minutes and hooking it back up, and then don't touch that control. It'll try to recalibrate itself by going from one end to the other and relearning. And sometimes that will fix the problem without putting a part on it. It'll just relearn all those positions because it counts, you know, from zero on up and then back and forth. So it knows exactly what position. But if it doesn't learn it, it can't work. So before you replace a part, you might start by just trying to calibrate it, get it to do a self-calibration and see if that fixes your problem.
Yeah, and how big of a job is it to get into that Splendor motor.
If I remember right, you can do that one in less than an hour on that one.
Oh, wow.
And if you're not sure, you can look it up in a repair manual online and see somebody that's done it, or just see what they show for the operation in somebody's repair manual if they'll let you see it. That's a lot of times where you'll be able to see if it says 0.5 or if it says 11.
Yeah, hope for not 11. Does that help you out?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you helped me out a lot. I've done in-depth stuff before. I replaced a heater core on my old Volvo 740. That was a pain in the rear.
Oh, you're made for this.
All right.
Now, take care. Bye.
That's going to do it for another hour of the Under the Hood Show. I am Russ Evans along with Shannon Nordstrom for Chris Carter, who is, of course, not here today. This is the Under the Hood Show.
With Russ Evans, this is Shannon Nordstrom thanking you for tuning into the Nordstrom's Under the Hood Show. Have a great day and remember, PTLA.
The opinions heard on this program, based on the many years of experience of Russ and Shannon, are offered for entertainment value only and as a guide to your repair needs. No claim to repair or cause is given or implied. Always consult with your own certified technician and follow all safety procedures before attempting any repair. To be a part of the show, call 866-594-4150. Find out more by visiting underthehoodshow.com. Under the Hood is produced by Prairie House Productions. All content is the property of Nordstrom's Automotive Incorporated and may not be used without our permission. Copyright Nordstrom's Automotive, Inc.
State dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Western Crop Protection. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwigs and Tiling, V. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Driggestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargo and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Puris in Dawson, Farmers Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofty Auto and Sales. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Well, it's time to get back to the Target Center now and turn our attention to state dance. Here are Paul and Ken, and I think Dee Dee is coming in at some point in time there. So
take it away there, guys.
Yes. All right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're starting our broadcast of the final dance of state dance here at Target Center, and our broadcast partner is late, Ken.
Yeah, we're not sure. She's missing in action. We believe she was part of a committee that was supposed to be preparing barbecues for a team supper for the girls, but we're going to give her the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, for all we know, she fell asleep, too much excitement, and she's still napping, but we don't know. But Dee Dee will show up eventually. She'll be here.
All right. Yeah, we're here at Target Center. Before we talk dance, we want to congratulate Team United Wrestling. A great job by Dick Newman and Danny Lee this afternoon up there at New London Spicer High School. What a match that was with Marshall, with Team United advancing to the state wrestling tournament, 28-27. What a finish that was, Ken.
Well, you can't script any more excitement than that. I mean, competitive from start to finish. And I mean, we were talking, Paul, off there, that when we wrestled Morris the first time,
Marshall,
early in the year, you know, they weren't at full strength.
Right.
You know, but boy, what a way for, you know, Coach Hank Ireland and the whole coaching staff and all the United wrestlers to go back to state, you know, 2 years in a row. Boy, if the fans weren't excited to watch that, and you had to check your own pulse, I think.
Yeah, and Dick,
congratulations, guys.
Danny Lee and Dick Newman do a fantastic job of bringing you the action, and what a post-match show that was as well. So, hey, let's turn our attention to the dance. High kick today, and we got six teams that will be dancing here shortly in finals, and it's going to be a fun finals here with these six teams.
It's going to be intense, just like the prelims today, just like the prelims and finals yesterday in Jazz. We've taken the 12, you know, state competitors in prelims down to six now for the finals. We've seen bits and pieces of the score sheets, and it's going to be extremely competitive. You know, we were talking before, you know, in the prelims, we didn't really think anybody looked just that outstanding. You know, everybody had a few little hiccups, minor mistakes or connections and things, so maybe just a little bit of jitters. But, you know, the Shadows have put themselves in a very good position from what we've seen, bits and pieces. The Wyoming Silhouettes have put themselves in a very good position. And our third Section 3A representative, Montevideo, is in the final six. And what's nice, Paul, is of the six teams, our three dance last. Wyoming in fourth, Monty in fifth, and our Shadows in sixth to round out the high kick competition here. And the first three teams are New London Spicer, Holding Ford, and St. Cloud Cathedral. And all three of those teams are from the same section. They're all from Section 2A, and our three from Section 3 are in there. So it's a 2 out of 4 section showdown for a state championship here this afternoon.
That's right. Earlier this afternoon, I visited with Madeline and Lydia Offit, former Shadows, now coaching at New London Spicer. And they're making history because it's the first time ever that the Black Cats, they're called, are in the finals. And so they were pretty excited about that, weren't they?
Oh, and rightfully so. Yeah, I actually bumped into Hannon Johnson and Grace Johnson, the two Holly coaches that are former Shadow coaches, and they told me that when I stepped away for some lunch. And, yeah, I think they've only been now, if I remember what Hannon and Grace said, New London Spicer, this is like 4 years ago, I think they said, was their first state tournament appearance in jazz or kick, something like fairly recent. So, you know, let's just say it's 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
To make the finals is got to be an extremely proud moment for them as coaches, former dancers, and for their entire Black Cat team as well.
That's right. Well, the six teams, as Ken mentioned, in this order of performance, the Black Cats from New London Spicer, they will dance first here in a few minutes. Then number two is Holding Ford. Well, let's talk about the Black Cats. They're one of our favorites because they play AC/DC, Ken.
Yes. You know, that's what we get really good at is liking good quality 70s, 80s, 90s rock. And they kind of had a very fast beat, and they kind of had a medley of different songs. But probably somewhere about the last 30, 40 seconds, they slide in AC/DC, and we're just rocking it up here. And then they have the big disappointment for Paul and I where they didn't finish their routine with AC/DC. They slid some other kind of music in that isn't quite as enjoyable for my ears, but excited. You know, hot pink, orange, kind of yellow,
neon.
Kind of a vertical rainbow, you know, so a very bright outfit. They dance 21 gals, so it's a big team. They spread the floor out, and they use the floor, so an excellent routine all the way around, and earn their spot coming out of sections. They had the seventh highest score in section. So they climbed the leader pole from sections here at the state tournament after prelims.
And then dancing second is Holding Ford. I know we were pretty impressed with them. They have all white uniforms, so they had some high kicks. And they end their routine pretty impressive. They make a huge heart as they lay down on the Target Center court. They make a huge heart.
Yep, the ace of hearts. So there's a card theme with their routine and their dance. And they dance a big group of gals as well, too, 22 girls there. And yeah, it's an impressive one. Like I say, black and silver, white uniforms, wear some gloves.
Yep.
You know, so it's a very kind of professional look, if you will, for Holding Ford.
And then St. Cloud Cathedral, the defending state champs in high kick, they will perform third here tonight. And that's kind of a difficult routine that they do, kind of a different uniform. It's that they're actually wearing the school colors.
Yep, yellow and blue, kind of like Minnesota colors for us back home that know that royal blue and yellow. Yeah, and you know, they danced 19, you know, two-time defending state champion. I think you and I, Paul, both agreed. It seemed like their level of difficulty was really high, but they maybe didn't nail it quite as well in prelims, and maybe they were a little bit nervous. Maybe they were tired, but a few errors, a few loose connections. We noticed the three of us with D, you know, a few missed kicks. So they looked a little rough around the edges, but they still were good enough to make the final six prelims. So you can't count the defending state champions out ever.
Dancing fourth is the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, and Ken and I had them 1-2, 1-2, or 2-1, 2-1 with Lacaprall Valley, Dawson Boyd. They performed very well in the prelims.
Yeah, and they're strong. I mean, they're just a perennial, well-cultured program. You know, we went head-to-head at numerous competitions. you know, Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows and YME at the McCray RCW Invitation, at the Bold Invitation. I don't think they're up at St. Cloud Cathedral at the big YME, kind of the preview estate. We were there, and of course, YME edged us out in the Canon Conference and Kick, and YME edged us out at Sections last week. So, yeah, they're right where they need to be in the finals, absolutely.
And then dancing fifth is Section 3A Montevideo Gold Dusters, and they brought it a little bit here in prelims too. Maybe a little low energy. They probably can improve on their prelim performance.
I think they can too. They looked a little tired, or maybe they ran out of gas in the last 30 seconds or minute or so. You know, they came out of Sections with the fifth highest score on the leaderboard, and they're in the final six, so it kind of makes sense. But I believe they've got a chance to dance better, like you said, Paul, and if they do that, they're scratching for third, second, first place potentially too.
Right. Dancing sixth is the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, and we thought their performance in prelim was outstanding, probably one of the better ones they've done all year. Their kicks were amazing.
Yes, kick height was good, which, you know, they didn't start the year strong with their kick height, and then, you know, the parents, the coaches, the girls, they bought some of those, you know, elastic, like big rubber bands to try to work on their leg strength and then their flexibility, and I thought they picked up right where they left off last Saturday in Sections, looking very strong, high energy, kind of start to finish. They kept their routine in check. We had a couple parents sitting on the angles of the court said they thought their lines and their connections was the crispest of any of the 12 teams in prelim. So they've got themselves right where they need to be, fans, for competing for another state championship in high kick today.
All right, so those are the six teams that will fight for three spots to get some hardware to bring home and put back in the trophy case. And, of course, in Jazz last night, we saw St. Cloud Cathedral take a third championship in a row in Jazz. And second place
went to the YME Silhouettes, yep. And third place went to our Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And
you know, that was in Jazz last night.
That was
night.
In Jazz yep. last night. So, yeah, 12 have gone down to six, and six are going to get down to the three teams and schools bringing home some hardware yet this afternoon.
All right, let's take a couple-minute break here, take some commercial breaks. And Ken and I, and maybe Dee Dee Schomer will be joining us here at Target Center here in Minneapolis for state dance coverage. And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92. Brought to you in part by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestead, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health, Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing, and Livestock Systems of Dawson. State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92. Brought to you in part by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestead, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health, Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing, and Livestock Systems of Dawson.
Sunday on an all-new Prairie Sportsman.
Hey, you know, have you ever been pheasant hunting?
As I spent 15 years as a state trooper, I haven't shot a rooster in over 40 years. I think 1981, I think, was the last time.
This was a lot of fun, something different, and I enjoyed it.
We are looking at a native plant. It is called yarrow, and I especially love to use it for tea.
In Minnesota, it's simple and fun to become a volunteer citizen scientist.
Sunday at 7:30 p.m. on Pioneer PBS.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Target Center. And Ken and I just went through the six teams that will be performing here in a little bit. They'll start about 5:25, and they're right on time. That's what I like about the Minnesota High School League here with the state dance tournament. They're right on time, Ken.
Yeah, they're nice and crisp. You know, they build in a little extra time for each team to dance, you know, just in case there's an injury or a music malfunction. So they build in 7 minutes for each team to get on and off the floor, perform, which is usually somewhere between about 2.5 and 3 minutes. So it stays pretty well like clockwork. There is no timeouts
yep.
by any team. So, yeah, usually the competition may get ahead, but then they build in time, you know, for the judges to tabulate the yep. final scores and the high school league to get the trophies and the medals and all tournament team stuff prepared as well, too. So it very well-run state tournament.
All right, now I am happy to report that Dee Dee Schomer is not missing.
No, she didn't get mugged. Not in jail.
That's good.
Yep.
She's back.
She's back live with us.
I think we all know I enjoy talking. And I may have run into a few parents on my trip back down to the Target Center. And I love, like...
Talking dance.
Talking dance. It's my jam. And so I'm glad to be back on live. And I want to give a shout-out to our shadow dancers that are going to be competing tonight. I'm going to start off at the top of the order here. Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl, Chloe Gligge, Harper Grunholz, Molly Hoverson, Reese Johnson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Alexis Olson, Emerson Olson, Micaiah Poos, Jalissa Ramos, Ella Stock, Addie Tufto, and our managers, Jenna Coyle, Zoe Cruz, and our amazing coaches, head coach Carly Wager, Aaliyah Schomer, Caitlin Baird, and Hope Traeger. It's been an amazing kick day, and the energy that I'm vibing from the Shadow family, from the girls when I saw them after preliminary, they are excited. They are excited to come back, dance their final dance, and give it their all.
That's right, and I always think of the seniors that will be dancing for the last time ever as a Shadow, and how emotional that should be for those two seniors, and who are they?
They are Reese McCoy and Emerson Olson, and then Jenna Coyle, our manager. You know, these are their last memories with a passion of what they love to do, and I think it's incredibly amazing that, you know, they get to dance their last dance, you know, so it's super cool.
I could only dream of, as a senior athlete years ago, finishing your career in the state championship meet, Target Center floor, you know, the barn for the Gophers, things like that, and they've got an opportunity that, unfortunately, most high school athletes never get to experience, you know, and they've done it more than once, too, to finish their season here, but now today is the day they will finish their Shadows career on the state championship floor.
I think another thing that's been super fun to see is Montevideo. They were asking our coaches after preliminaries, how do we do finals?
Oh.
We haven't done finals for a while. So they're like, this is what you do. This is how you do it. You know, New London Spicer, they finished...
First time ever.
Yeah, first time ever. They finished seventh last year, ran into Tony. They are ecstatic. You know, we talked about victories, you know, in their own season. You know, so, like, for the Offutt girls, tears. They were excited to hear their name one more time to dance that last dance. So that's super, super exciting to see some first-time, you know.
Well, I had Lydia and Madeline up here for an interview, and they didn't stop smiling.
Yeah.
I made that comment.
They shouldn't stop smiling.
You guys are, look at the big smiles on your face.
You know, that was their goal, probably coming into state with a realistic of, you know, what could be their best outcome at the state tournament was, you know what, we went home a little short last year. We finished seventh,
yep,
just right out of the finals. And to hear their names today.
New
was
London
like,
Spicer.
Yeah, to hear New London Spicer, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, we finished better than we were last year, which means we're progressing as a program. And I couldn't be more excited for Lydia and Maddie. And I just... You know, like we talked about, you know, they're past alumni shadow dancers, and I think that's cool. And for Montevideo to come, you know, 2016 was the last time they made it to finals. Our entire 3A, YME, La Caparo Valley, Dawson, you know, Montevideo, you know, they're finishing out the last final six. You know, that's with that pitcher on the center of the court. They're proud. They're proud of the section to say, hey, we have a name. You know, we're proud of that.
Well, we're at commercial break, Ken. We heard a loud chant going on here at Target Center.
Yes, which has been tradition that the 3A teams that are left in the finals, usually for a kick, but a lot of times for jazz, you know, whether it's a YME parent or, you know, a Shadows parent, you know, or a Montevideo parent, will start a chant, or, you know, kind of that fan bantering, if you will, you know, who are we? We're Section 3A. And they started it, you know, down on the left side of the court, on the baseline, and nobody answered it this year.
What?
Section 2A didn't banter back. We are 2A, so you know they went, we are 3A, and then the Shadow fans and the YME Seimani started it. We got nobody to banter back. So evidently the fans know something maybe of the way the outcome might go today that they've already tapped out maybe, Paul. I don't know. But you know,
they might be
so
new
fun.
To the rodeo.
Right.
That could be it, too.
But it's so fun how, you know, people can say, oh, yeah, that's not good sportsmanship. Bull crap. That's good sportsmanship. It's good fun by the fans. You know, just to stay engaged when you're waiting a half an hour or an hour in line and then sitting in your seat till the athletes come out to dance. So it's always a lot of fun of how 3A comes down to the state tournament and not only represents their own town and their own team, they represent all three of the teams that come down here together.
And
they stand and they cheer when they come on the floor.
The Shadow fans right below us are starting to stand up, and we might be getting a chance started here.
They're trying.
You know what else?
Well, there it is, section three. They're chanting it again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you hear them in the background?
They clap their hands 3-4 times and yell out section 3A.
Yeah. It is a big deal.
Oh,
you know, when
fun.
You think of, you know, only 6 make it to finals, 3 of those come from our section.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
How many high kick teams do you think there are in Minnesota in Class A?
Well,
roughly.
There's 50... Somewhere I had that written down. There's 53, you know, schools or co-ops, you know, in Class A, and I believe it was 46 roughly that danced in jazz,
okay.
And I believe that's the same number in the high kick as well too.
Okay.
So you know, we'll say 1 out of 4 make it to the state tournament,
right?
And then one out of 8 make it to the finals. Here
okay.
we go. Section 3 is getting a little louder.
They are, because Section 2A responded with with saying, here we go, Section 2A.
Now we got it going on.
Now we got, here we go, Section 3A. And you know what? They're trying to kill some time. And I think it's awesome.
And get the crowd fired up. Because the girls feed off the energy of the crowd when they're dancing and performing and things. So, you know, and they hear it back in the chute and in the hallway, you know, as they're starting to line up and things, too. So it gets the girls pumped up and, you know, a little extra excitement to get ready to go.
This is happening in the lower bowl area of Target Center here. And we're lucky to have the Shadow fans right in front of us down here with the, I don't know where the guys and the dads all got these bright orange coats, but they stand out.
Well,
I think
those are from the Appleton prison, I heard.
I don't think so.
Yeah. The moms are looking fine. They are dressed in a sparkly, sequined, you know, blazer jacket. But the guys, they said, hey, we're going to do black sparkly. You're going to do, you know, this beautiful orange. And they're rocking it, you know. And the girls love it. They were excited. You know, yesterday, a bunch of them wore some pink suits, head to toe. And the girls feed off of that. You know, they feel the love and the support from their fan section, and it's important.
And it goes with their theme and their dance. I mean, it's Billy Joel, you know, as a musician who usually always performs wearing, like, a sport coat or a blazer. You know, the song they dance to, it's Only Rock and Roll to Me. So, you know, the dads are kind of dressing up with a little bit of a Billy Joel-ish theme, if you will, too, to help support the song and the routine and the choreography.
Now I just heard, we can't hear you. So now there was a chant of, we can't hear you, you know,
That might have been some high school boys who started that one.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm glad you mentioned that, Ken, because that's one thing I want to point out, too, as I scan the crowd here. There's a lot of high school students here from La Caprile Valley and Dawson Boyd. I see Drew Yomlin down there. He just had a big basketball game last night against La Caprile Valley.
Came with a group of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack.
Yep,
basketball
a lot of students here.
Yep, you know, some alumni that are out a couple years, and I see some faces I didn't see here yesterday. You know, maybe it's relatives, you know, godparents that I don't think I saw them this morning, but they might have been sitting further away. But I see where, you know, if you look at Target Center Court, you know, from the neck of the Timberwolf, Class A is all on the ear head side of the court. So the bottom three sections are filled up with the 6 teams of fans with, you know, kind of the reserve seating, the ticket, and then they kind of spill over off the corner of the baselines. But this whole bottom section is filled from the court side up to where, you know, the second level of Target Center would fit. So, and then there's a lot of 2 and 3A fans kind of hanging around on the opposite side and the baseline side. So very good fan support here to wrap up, you know, high kick in Class A today.
All right, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes before the start of the finals here. Let's just kind of wrap it up a little bit here. You know, the 6 teams, I mentioned the 6 teams again, there, either Dee or Ken?
Well, in performance order. Now, this isn't how, you know, they came out of preliminaries in the sense of, like, where they stack up. But for performance order, coming out first, their first time final perform, you know, taking it into the finals is New London. Holding Ford, St. Cloud Cathedral, the defending state champ is St. Cloud Cathedral. YME is right after them, Section 3A. Montevideo, Lacaparro Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows are wrapping up the competition. So it's close. It's really close.
It's a good setup for Section 3A to go back-to-back-to-back dancing. Crescendo with the big bang with our Shadows dancing in the last spot of the 16. I'm excited for the setup. I don't know
I
if we could
too.
Script it any better.
No.
And they also, when before they start or after, when they do the awards ceremony, which will happen, what, about 6:15 maybe? So, or a little after 6 o'clock.
Somewhere in that time frame, absolutely. Yep.
They'll name a all-tournament team, and last night for Lacaparro Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows, and Jazz.
Addie Tufto and Reese McCoy were selected as that all-tournament team, and, you know, making it into finals tonight. Those teams will, again, select two young ladies that have, you know, earned that recognition. So it's a true honor
yep.
to be selected into that all-tournament team.
Let's talk a little bit about what you think's going to happen here, because St. Cloud Cathedral, they are the defending state champions. How many years in a row at high kick?
Two,
you know?
2 years in a row at high kick.
Yeah, gonna, 2 years.
So they're trying to make it 3 years in a row.
They're trying.
Yeah,
which
they're
they,
trying.
Which they did in Jazz last night.
Correct.
So
I
don't know if they're the favorites or not, but the way they danced in the prelims, they'll have to improve on that, I think.
I think, honestly, I don't feel they will make a repeat.
Okay.
I don't, from what I've seen in the competition season and from what their preliminary was, I don't see them repeating. I do think we will crown a new champion, and
okay.
I do think that new champion, it's going to be tough. It's close. And I do think that it's close. It's close between a couple of them. I mean, I might have...
YME in the Shadows?
Yeah, or? I mean, the top three...
Yeah.
I mean,
Holding
you know,
Ford was
we,
strong in the prelims?
We talked about it in the preliminary 12. You know, there is a difference when you watch the 12. And then all of a sudden, you see some programs that just take that forward. They dominate it. You know, like, they are here to
own it. Win it.
They are here to win it. And... so I feel in our bottom, you know, our finalists, there's a top three. Now, you know, we had 12, right? There's a top six and a bottom six. Now when we come to finals, there's a top three, there's a bottom three. And I don't see Cathedral in the top three.
Okay.
I don't.
Whoa,
I personally
we'll find out.
Don't see that. But, I mean, you know, the field is cut in half, and we're going to – I foresee a new champion. I'm hopeful.
Yep.
I'm hopeful.
All right. Thanks for sharing your thoughts there, Dee.
Yeah, that was kind of passionate, wasn't it?
You were very passionate.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with Dee. Something's, in my opinion, is going to have to go really wrong to not crown a new state champion in hiking. Now, things can go wrong.
Yep.
They're athletes, you know. You never know. If things go extremely well, we could have all three of our Section 3A's bring it home hardware.
That'd be awesome.
And that's going to be tough, but it is possible.
Doable.
It's doable. It is possible. I feel very confident that if our Shadows perform like they did at Sections and in the prelims, they've got a strong chance to bring home some really good hardware.
Yeah, really good hardware.
But they're going to have to bring their best dance of the season.
Yep.
Here in the next half an hour. But if they do that, it's in the judges' hands to score it, but they could bring home some really fun hardware for us.
Definitely.
Yep.
All right, you can hear the PA announcer. He's kicking it off here, folks. We are pumped up, and best of luck to Section 3A and the Shadows here, dancing in the finals, and we will be back on the air, I'm guessing a little after 6 o'clock. With our thoughts, and then they're going to crown the first top three.
After they'll do the all-tournament team, then third, second, first place. So let's go Shadows. Bring your best.
Let's go Section 3A. Let's go Section 3A.
All right. All right, and with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios for about half hour, 45 minutes. And we'll be back with more dance.
State dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Western Crop Protection. State Dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwig's and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Driggestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State Dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Purus in Dawson, Farmers Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofty Auto and Sales.
It truly pays to be a member of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. For the fifth year in a row, Ag Country is paying a 1% patronage dividend on all eligible business for 2023. The co-op is also making a special second payment of 0.5%. Together, Ag Country members will receive a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
If you're considering a career in healthcare, consider Madison Healthcare Services. Right now, they're looking for a maintenance technician, RN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, LPN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, resident assistant, HHA, medical lab technician with a $9,000 sign-on bonus. They need a registered nurse at the hospital with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, and certified nursing assistants are needed, $5,000 sign-on bonus with certification assistants available. Madison Healthcare Services believes high-quality patient care begins with their staff. They're looking for you. Madison Healthcare Services is an equal opportunity provider and employer. Contact Human Resources with questions at 320-598-7551. Stop in person at 900 2nd Avenue in Madison. Online, go to mhsmn.org. Click on careers.
It's 528.
It's time for the Q92 Entertainment Calendar, a good way to find out what's happening at some of the fun spots and fine dining establishments around our Q92 listening area. Come on into the Boyd Community Cafe for a great meal. They're open Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. They always have that delicious dinner buffet on Sunday. It's at the Boyd Community Cafe. Appleton VFW, located along South Highway 119 Appleton, invites you to come on in for a drink or a full meal. Bars open 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Kitchen open 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call for reservations or information, 320-289-1208. That's 320-289-1208. And Saturday barbecue, pork shanks, choice of potato and salad at the Appleton VFW Club. Coffee, creativity, and community is what you'll find at Madison Mercantile on the south end of Madison's Main Street. They're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, noon to 5, closed on Sunday. They want to work with you to build an entrepreneurial ecosystem in Madison and the surrounding area. Small businesses, innovators, artists, and dreamers, Madison Mercantile can create opportunity. Visit them at the Merc and see how we can grow together. Many area groups meet there, including Men's Shed, Prairie Peacemakers Quilt Club, Diversity Council, Madison Arts Council, Blackboro Players, Madison Community Foundation, and many others. Stop in. It might be something that you want to get involved in. Darwin and Teresa Hoyles over at Detoy's Family Restaurant, Highway 40 in Madison, remind you of their weekly specials. They're open with Cook's Choice on Monday, Chicken Fried Steak Dinner Commercial Tuesday, Wednesday Boneless Wings, Thursday Roast Beef Dinner Commercial, Friday it's Italian Spaghetti with Garlic Toast, Saturday and Sunday call or check out and their Facebook page for additional specials. Detoy's Family Restaurant, Highway 40 in Madison. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And don't forget, enjoy some of that delicious roasted chicken they're famous for at Detoy's Family Restaurant in Madison. Who has the best pizza around? Well, P.K. Egan's in Canby, of course, right on Main Street. P.K. Egan's Family Restaurant's open daily, 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Come on in for lunch. P.K.'s Fruit Punch and Coat Buttons are P.K.'s favorites, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and other great food items. Remember their pizza buffet Wednesdays, 11 to 2. Dine-in or takeout available by calling 507-223-5858. Bring the family to P.K. Egan's along Main Street in Canby, Minnesota. You heard about the Watson Hunting Camp and Bar? It's like a hidden gem waiting for you right down the road. There you'll find food, drink, lodging, pool league, cornhole league, lots of other amenities. You're near the shores of Black Barrel Lake and offer a wide variety of services, including fish house rentals, guided hunts. They have an event center, which will be perfect for upcoming weddings, reunions, corporate events. Check out their weekly dining specials at the Watson Hunting Camp and Bar. Sure to follow them on social media. Kitchen at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center, West Highway 212 Dawson's, open Monday through Saturday, 3 to 10 p.m. The bar is open Monday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. They're closed on Sundays. Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center provides great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar or quiet dining. They're ready to accommodate any event, large or small. For information and reservations, call 320-769-4518. That's 320-769-4518 for Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center, West Highway 212 in Dawson. And be sure to like them on Facebook and check out their golf simulators in Hilltop's Golf Zone. That's at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center, right on Highway 212 West in Dawson. Madison VFW Post 1656 invites you to contact them for information on use of their fine facility. They're ground floor and handicap accessible for all occasions, weddings, class reunions, anniversaries, parties, special meetings. They're ready to accommodate you. On-site catering or kitchen rental is available. Call for pricing, 320-598-7498. Come on in for a cool one. Try their Bar Bites and Harry's Pizza. Ask about the drink specials. Every Thursday, you can play bingo starting at 6:30 p.m. Come on into the Rusty Duck. The Duck, downtown Dawson, open 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. They're closed on Sundays. For takeouts or reservations, you can give them a call at 320-769-2544 and like them on Facebook. At the Duck, the Rusty Duck, downtown Dawson. See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, February 16th through Monday, February 19th in Theater Number 1. It's The Boys in the Boat, held over, rated PG-13, The Boys in the Boat in Theater 1. And in Theater 2, opening nationwide, Madam Web, action science fiction movie, Madam Web in Theater Number 2. Both show at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. Come on over to the Milan Legion Club. Get together with your friends on Friday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. They're going to be having a puzzle night. $40 for a four-person team. Includes pizza of your choice, bucket of beer for the team, and a free drink per person and the puzzle. You must complete all three. And the teams must register and pay by February 16th. You won't be able to show up and participate. You have to plan ahead on this one. Cash prizes for first, second, and third place awarded. If you have any questions, talk to Angel over at the Milan American Legion. Again, that puzzle night coming up on Friday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. But you must register by the 16th. That's at the Milan American Legion Club. Gary American Legion 109 Club, Gary, South Dakota. It's going to be open Saturday, February 17th with ribs or smoked chops. Bring your Valentine to the 109 Club. Takeouts will be available. Call in advance, 605-272-5832. Or 605-237-5190. That's the American Legion 109 Club, Gary, South Dakota. Open Saturday, February 17th, serving 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Come on in. That's the Q92 Entertainment Calendar.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? Family Pack USDA Choice Boneless Top Sirloin Steak is $6.99 a pound. You'll find 85% lean ground beef from the Family Pack, just $4.79 a pound. And check the circular for the seafood sale this week at Jubilee Foods, where they bag your groceries and carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Washer and dryer sets with the features and capacity for your family's needs. Whirlpool has them, and you'll find them at Odin and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, downtown Madison. Get the right finish to match your decor. Whirlpool washers and dryers come in classic white, timeless gray, stylish matte black, and other finishes. You can even schedule wash cycles and get laundry tips with their Wi-Fi connected washers and dryers. Want to learn more? Head on over to Odin and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, downtown Madison. Explore how the Whirlpool brand helps families make the most of every moment and shop solutions that help you check off that to-do list.
At Heartland Motor Company, we take you beyond the Chevrolet brand to a hometown sales experience. With industry-wide knowledge, stress-free sales, and our lifetime warranty, the Heartland Advantage, we make it our goal to take care of you on day one or for years to come. But we don't stop there. We take care of our hometown by generously donating to many local groups and organizations. When you choose us, it's not just a Chevy. You get a Heartland Chevrolet. Learn more at heartlandmotor.com.
Find new roads at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
The time now at 5:36. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
NNN, I'm Jason Dinesen. A man and woman charged with attempted murder attended their first court hearing Friday in connection with a drive-by shooting in St. Paul on New Year's Eve that seriously injured a 10-year-old boy. Former Chisago County Sheriff Richard Duncan has been sentenced to 6 months in prison after pleading guilty in November of 2023 to third-degree criminal sexual conduct. Timberwolves coach Chris Finch is coaching the NBA Western Conference All-Star team on Sunday, and Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards are on the roster. Finch says he met Towns and Edwards before the 2021 All-Star Weekend.
To be here a couple years later, it's such a credit and a tribute to them and their willingness to be coached and, you know, learn and grow and adapt and all the things we've been through in that time. So, you know, it's going to be cool, really cool.
Towns is competing in the three-point contest tonight, and Edwards will be in the three-on-three skills challenge. The game itself is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. This is MNN.